Hey, I'm Jess.
And I'm Sid.
We're the Beardy Five Podcast.
And you're gearing up to listen to the Crazy Town Podcast on the Ace Podcast Network.
Vroom, vroom.
Ace Podcast.
You are listening to the Crazy Town Podcast, Season 1, Episode 11, with special guest hosts Sid and Jess, the creators of the Beardy Five Podcast. Today on the show, we'll be discussing a hermit that trolled a couple of rich investors, the surprise of a lifetime for a burglar breaking into an apartment, and the North Carolina sewer monster mystery. All that and more today on the Crazy Town Podcast. And welcome to another episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. I am your host, Jonas, and with me today I have two very special guest hosts, the two guys of the Beardy Five Podcast, Sid and Jess, coming in to join me on an episode today. Why don't you go ahead and say hello, guys?
What up, guys? I'm Jess.
What up, I'm Sid.
Awesome. Glad to have you guys with me today. Thank you for coming in. Why don't you go ahead and tell everybody about your podcast a little bit and where they can find you on to listen to you?
Well, we're the only podcast that you can come to find the two hicks of facial hair that you know and love with the biggest load of BS you've heard.
It's a good way to describe it.
Yeah, you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and we're also a part of the Ace Podcast Network, acepodcast.com, along with Jonas.
Yes, very great network. For anyone looking for a network that's super chill and laid back, acepodcast.com. We have a great show planned for you today, everybody. If you aren't following us on Twitter, it's at the Crazy Town Pod. Our website is thecrazytown.com. It has all the ways to check out the show. And we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back and get into some topics on the Crazy Town Podcast.
Where am I?
All right, and we are back on the Crazy Town Podcast with the hosts of the Beardy Five Podcast. Guys, have you ever wanted to stick it to the man or a couple of rich dudes that fucking are trying to be dicks?
Pull a Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Yes. Do you ever want to stunner a guy in a suit?
Always. I see a man in a suit walking the streets, and I immediately want to Stone Cold stunner his ass and chug a couple beers.
Well, that's one way to handle any man in a suit. What about you, Sid? You ever want to stick it to the man?
Are you reading my autobiography right now?
Yes, actually I am, if that's what I'm reading.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Thanks for buying, man. Amazon.com, $12.99. Stone Cold Stunner Man in a Fucking Suit, the story of Sid. So I appreciate everybody's support.
Well, there was a hotel in New York City. So, you know, that's where a lot of people live that are superficial and, you know, bullshit. So there was a hotel called the Mayflower Hotel. It was bought in 2004 for, you know, just a couple $400 million by Will and Arthur Zeckendorf. They just sound like a couple assholes, don't they?
Zeckendorf?
Yes. Z-E-C-K-E-N-D-O-R-F. Mr. Zeckendorf.
It sounds like a division of Hogwarts.
Or a couple guys that play Duke basketball. You know what I'm saying? Jesus.
Wow, the hatred runs deep in North Carolina for Duke, huh?
I'm not a fan.
I'm kind of a fan, but that sounds like a couple twins that play for fucking center for Duke basketball. You know, Zeckendorf twins.
So they wanted to turn this hotel into, and I quote, the most exclusive residential building in New York City. So when they bought it, they were responsible for buying out and relocating all of the tenants who had the rent-controlled apartments in it. So I guess it was like a hotel, but like on the very top of it, there was apartments that people had lived there. So the way the leases were written, they couldn't be evicted. So they had to be bought out. So I mean, that's a pretty fucking sweet gig, right? You get an apartment, you can't ever get evicted from it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that would be nice.
Rent-controlled, son?
So there was four guys that had these apartments, and it says here they'd each been there for 30 to 35 years, and they had these little tiny one-room apartments. These things were so fucking secluded. You took the elevator to the highest floor, and there was two flights of steps to get up to these apartments in the top of this hotel.
Damn.
That sounds like an apartment that Jess would give up willingly. He would say, fuck this place.
Put me on the bottom floor.
I will pay for you to live in this bitch for me if you want to walk these two flights of stairs.
I'm not a fan of stairs.
Period. I just don't ever try to avoid stairs at all costs.
Man, I get out of breath going down the stairs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, I definitely get what you're saying. So my first question to you guys is, how the fuck did these people even find out about these apartments? Like, if there's a giant hotel in New York City, how the fuck do you find out there's apartments above all the rest of the hotel rooms you can rent?
I mean, that's got to be in the triple classifieds. Like, they classified it, but then they did it two more times.
I think we're looking at the wrong thing here. We need to find out who the fuck are living in these apartments. Like, we need to talk to these people.
We're about to talk about the one man. He definitely he did his best to stick it to these fucking guys and fuck them out for all they could. So there was four guys who lived up there. They'd all lived there for 30 plus years. The first three, they bought them out for about $1 million each. They paid him each $1 million to move out of this fucking apartment.
Holy fucking shit.
Right. They paid $1 million to walk up two flights of stairs?
Well, no, to not have to do it anymore.
To move their asses out.
Son of a bitch.
Right, yeah. Because they had to clear everyone out. They wanted to remodel the whole hotel and turn it into, like, fancy condos, you know, for, like, rich people.
Man, I would have sold out for $100,000.
Well, right. Well, I think most people would have sold out for $1 million, like these guys. But not this man. His name was Herbert Sukenik, S-U-K-E-N-I-K.
Big Herb.
So,
fucking Herbert.
So how they described this man in the article was he was hugely intelligent, unmarried, he had a PhD, he was an unabetted loner, and he was too smart for his own good. And he wasn't a poor man, he had independent means. So he had money, and he was like pretty fucking educated and didn't have a wife or didn't really have any friends.
When you said PhD, I thought you were going to start talking about his penis. And then you said HD. And I was like, okay, we're still good here.
He had a giant P.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. He might still be talking about a penis. He had a pretty heavy dick.
PhD.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Yes, he could have. Well, I guess I think he's fucking old, so who knows what it would look like by the time he got out of there.
So, aside from the guy's balls and rod, I think old Herb did the right thing in holding out. Because if he had the money, he didn't care. So let's just make it hard on him. I don't give a fuck.
Well, right. I mean, this has been his house forever. So what it said was he told the Zuckendorf twins, I don't know if they're twins, but we'll call them that from going on out, that he didn't want the money. All he wanted was a new apartment with a park view, because I guess he had a view of like Central Park or something. So this kind of goes to talk about him a little bit. His PhD was in physics, so he was like a medical doctor also. And at one point he was like a chief of space medicine at some company. So, I mean, this dude was a fucking pretty brilliant man. He wasn't like an uneducated schlub who didn't know what the fuck he was doing. They said his apartment was 350 square foot. It was one room. It had a kitchenette and a bathroom, and he had a view of Central Park, but it said the windows were so dirty you couldn't even see out the windows to see the park. But yet he wanted a new park view in his new apartment.
This is called a boss move by a guy who knows what he really needs and really wants, and I applaud that.
Oh, I agree.
But if his apartment is so nasty that you can't even see out the windows, why is he worried? Which I kind of understand, you know, prime real estate's hard to find in New York City.
Right.
But as a contractor, all I can think is, what a hard fuck to deal with.
Yeah.
I mean, what a fuck.
See, that's all that's going through my head is like, you know, how the hell would I deal with this guy? You know what I mean?
I'm sure they probably discussed killing him.
Or at least like, running his sewer pipes back up into his living room floor.
So he shit on himself.
Yeah.
Right. Basically.
I mean, that would be a fun time.
They fucking,
oh my God, that's a good idea.
They'd wax the stairs so like he accidentally slipped and fell and died as he fell down the steps.
It would be like Home Alone.
Yeah, right, right. They'd fucking have like paint cans on the ceiling and shit swinging down hitting him. So this guy, they said his problem was he was so intelligent, he knew exactly what they paid for the hotel. He knew exactly how much the taxes and insurance and carrying the cost of the empty properties were costing them day by day. So, like, exactly what you said, he knew that he held all the fucking cards and he could basically rape them for all it was worth because he was so valuable as the last man standing in this giant fucking hotel.
That is pretty boss, though.
That's a bold fucking move.
I mean, that's a smart dude.
Right. Like, I would have been like, $1 million? Fuck, I'm out. See ya. Like, and this dude's like...
Well, Jess, what would you have done here?
Man, I would have took $1 million and run, son.
Honestly, I'm a big enough prick. I think I would have held on, and me and Herb could probably get along. Like, I probably would have done the same as Herb here. I probably would have known what the fuck was going on.
No, son, you flash a check worth a meal in front of my face, I'm leaving.
If somebody pays your neighbor a meal, you know that you have some kind of leverage. That's the deal.
Well, right. That, like, for example, like, if guys came into your neighborhood, I don't know how close your neighbors are, you know what I mean? But, like, they buy your neighbor's house for $1 million, and they want your lot, too, because they want to put something up. You know, well, if they paid them $1 million, they're willing to pay you more than $1 million if you hold out and be a dick about it because they need your property.
Did you just call me a dick? Yeah. You know what? The hell with the Crazy Town podcast. I'm out of here.
It was in the nicest way possible.
Oh, it's okay then.
But you know what I mean? Like, it's like if they're buying people out, you know what they gave the first guy is way less than they're willing to give the second guy.
And if they have already given two of your neighbors $1 million apiece, they have to give you whatever you want, because they're already all in. The chips are all in here. They have to do it.
They've shoved them chips in the middle of the table.
Right.
They're ready to buy out, son.
Right, except for they met like a fucking old prick who just didn't want to give up his fucking 350 square foot room. So they keep going. They offered him a 2,200 square foot two bedroom condo on a 16th floor of a Central Park area building. They told him that they would buy him the condo, but they would own it, but he could live in it for life, and they would furnish it for him.
Son of a bitch.
He said that was an enticing offer, but he also, this fucking guy, the gall on this fucking dude, he goes, all right, that's a pretty good offer, but why don't you give me free meals twice a week at a 5-star restaurant with a world-renowned chef down the street, too?
Son of a bitch, this guy's a genius!
Do you have his number? Somebody needs to hire this guy.
I'm telling you.
So they told him that they weren't going to do that. Guess what this guy did? He didn't do anything. Nothing. He didn't respond to him at all. Once they said they weren't going to give him the fucking shit, he just stopped communicating with him.
And just hung out in his apartment.
Right, right.
This guy's a boss,
then
man.
Then he goes and gets a lawyer and says now he does want the money. So instead he just says, okay, you won't give me the restaurants? Fuck you. Now I have a lawyer, and I want more money to get out of this fucking apartment. I want to take it for all it's worth. He even though he has no kids, he had no use for the money because he was independently wealthy. He also didn't want to leave the money to its brother. That's what they said in the article, that he specifically didn't want to leave his brother all the money.
Holy fucking shit. What a douche, man. I liked this guy before then.
So he's a boss / asshole. I mean, that's your family, and you ain't going to leave him the money?
I don't know. Maybe is I don't know how. Like, how much of an asshole do you got to be to have like millions of dollars and be like, I don't want my brother to have it. Fuck him.
I mean, that's a prick right there.
That sounds like Jess.
So here's what the Zeckendorf twins decided to do at this point. They decided to play hardball with him. So they split the building into two halves and started demolishing part of the building with him still living in it.
I don't know how that's legal.
That there's got to be a law against that.
I don't know. That's what it said they did, and I imagine because so there was like jackhammers and all. I don't think they started like tearing the whole building. I think just like breaking down the rooms and all that shit, right, to rebuild.
Son of a bitch, these Zeckendorfs, man, they're hardcore.
what the guy said. He goes, "That's fine. I love the noise of the jackhammers." So he just let him fucking... He's like, "That's cool. It don't bother me none if you want to fucking destroy my building while I'm living in it." So what ended up happening, the culmination of this whole ordeal, they ended up buying a $2 million condo for him that he moved into, and he said he would even pay them $1 a month in rent. What a nice guy.
And he redeems himself. What a hell of a guy.
$1 a month?
They said as soon as he got the condo, he paid them $120 up front to pay for 10 years. But if he died before 10 years was up, they'd have to send him the prorated amount of money back.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and I forgot to mention the other part. They also gave him $17 million cash.
This dude needs a fucking championship belt right now.
$17 million cash and a $2 million apartment.
And that he only had to pay $1 a month to live in.
Now you talk about a sad son of a bitch if he was one of his neighbors that took $1 million and then this dude held out and got 17 mil on a $2 million apartment.
This guy's a genius, man.
Oh my gosh.
Right, so these people, they paid $400 million for the fucking thing and then had to pay 5% on top of that to get the last tenant out.
Oh my god.
They basically said 2 days after he moved out, they started a wrecking ball to like destroy it. And then they built a new building, and people like Alex Rodriguez from the Yankees and the Goldman Sachs CEO moved in. And this guy, he lived in it. He lived in this new apartment till he was 80, and I guess he died in 2001. This is kind of an older story. But it's unknown if the Zuckendorf twins ever sent back the $48 in prorated rent that was owed to his family.
I bet they did. Honestly.
You think the Zuckendorfs got that kind of moral values?
They're like, fuck this guy and his $48. I'm fucking keeping this.
One of those Zuckendorf twins put it in their pocket and went and bought 20 cheeseburgers, threw half of them out the window because they don't give a fuck because they got money like that.
No, you know what the Zuckendorfs got? They pulled down their pants and got boned by Mr. Herbert. Okay? So Herbert's not a dumbass. He set it up to where he made sure he got that $48.
I don't know, man.
You know he did.
Yeah. Well, I guess he was dead, so it didn't really fucking matter in the end. He didn't give a shit.
He wasn't going to give it to his brother, so they buried that $48 with him.
Probably wrote in his will, "I'll give my brother the $48, but not the rest of the $17
million." No, man. He got, just so he wouldn't have to give it to his brother, he had a $16 million funeral. And invited nobody but the Zeckendorfs.
He put $16 million in a fucking tree limb shredder and shot it out of a cannon.
We need to make a movie out of this shit.
That is honestly a good movie script.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, they should write a movie about this guy. Fucking people love when they get stick it to the man, dude. Like, it's any story that somebody fucks over some rich assholes, people just enjoy that.
Jess was in a porn one time. They called it the short film.
I played Rumble Foreskin. I'm coming out with a new one. It's called Scrote Island, Reign of Dong.
Scrote Island? Sounds like a real winner. I think you'll be nominated for an Academy Award. Best actor, Rumple Foreskin.
That's what I'm known as outside of the Beardy Five.
What do all your friends call you, Rumple Foreskin?
Oh, shit, it's Rumple Foreskin.
Well, we just call him RF.
It gets awful long after a while, so you got to shorten it down.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Well, all right, everybody, we'll be right back here on the Crazy Town Podcast after these words.
Hey, this is David Allen from Confession Radio Podcast, and you're listening to the Crazy Town Podcast on the Ace Podcast Network.
All right, we're back on the Crazy Town Podcast with Jonas and the Beardy Five guys. Have you guys ever had anyone break into your house?
Hell no. But if they did, they'd be hurting, you know what I'm saying?
You ever had, well, I guess, you know, it's one thing if they break in and you're not home and you come home and your shit's all fucked up. But it's another, I guess, if you break in and they are home. You are home, I mean. So neither of
you. Oh, shit.
Have you, neither of you have ever had your house broken into at all or anything?
No, we live in a pretty secluded area here.
And by secluded, we mean every house has at least one gun.
Right, right. So, like, if someone broke into your house, they pretty much have to be planning on doing it because you can't just kind of stumble upon your house, like, randomly.
Yeah, right. We live in the woods.
That's true, I guess. Like, I mean, I guess, like, I have never had my house broken into, but I've had my car stolen. Like, when I lived in, like, a bigger city, you know, which kind of sucked, but... So, you know, when your house gets broken into, I mean, that's shitty regardless, you know, especially if you're home, right? I mean, but like you said, you guys all have guns and probably be able to take care of it.
But you don't want to, you know what I mean? You don't want to be put in that position.
Well, right, who wants to fucking have to try to shoot someone's breaking in their fucking house? I mean, that's that dumbass criminal's fault. There was a 57-year-old man. I actually don't know where the fuck this happened. I didn't mark it down. So, 57-year-old man, he opens the door to his apartment when he was waiting for a package. So, there was a man standing there with a box and a mask on, and he barged into his house. What do you think happened in this situation?
Well, first of all, why the box? Like, was he just being courteous and bringing his delivery up?
Oh, excuse me, gentlemen. I have your package.
I have your package. Give me the rest of your shit.
He could have just stole the package and then ran off and not gotten to the situation in the first place. What happened was, this seems kind of fucking weird to me. The man started attacking the burglar with a machete.
What the fuck?
It sounds like they attacked the wrong house.
I mean...
So if this dude lived in an apartment in like he didn't live like out in the woods, you know, in the woods or anything. It was more of like a normal apartment. Why the fuck did this dude have a machete sitting in his fucking house to attack this guy with?
I guess in case everybody came up to rob his ass.
So he's attacking this man with a machete, right? And during the struggle, the guy's mask comes off. So he gets to find out who his intruder is. Do you want to take a wild guess who the fuck his intruder was?
His brother,
Herbert.
Yes, it was Herbert from New York City. He drove all the way to where the fuck this was. No, it was the man's nephew.
Oh, I was pretty close.
Yeah.
So his own fucking nephew tries to rob him and gets attacked by a machete.
So which one feels like more of a dick right now?
That's karma, bitch. That's what the fuck happens.
Like, what would you guys... You guys, I mean, I know your kids probably aren't old enough, but like, say like one of your nephews... tried to rob you, like, and you found out, like, what the fuck would, like, how would you handle that?
You know what? That's exactly who the fuck would try to rob you. An ungrateful nephew. You know what I mean? And he would...
I'm just saying, your son, he's 2 going on 3. If he comes to my house wearing a mask, I'm kicking his face.
He would roll on your ass.
I mean, if he comes to my house wearing a mask, all I'm going to think is that's Chucky wearing a mask.
You can't even kick that high.
I can.
He's 2'5". You'd have to stand on a damn ladder to kick that out.
Thwarted by not being able to kick him high enough in the face.
Damn it!
Almost!
Stay right there, I'm going to try again.
Basically, this 25-year-old kid, he ended up in the hospital in critical condition with severe skull injuries. So they said that, like, so this guy fucking put his, like, basically, I probably ended up killing his nephew. And then it said that the homeowner was also sent to the hospital with serious injuries, but it didn't say what they were. So because his prick-ass nephew wanted to rob him for who knows what, they both are probably going to end up dead.
All I want to know is what the guy's brother or sister said to him. Like, why the fuck did you try to kill my son?
No, that's not what happened.
Then what happened?
It was the guy that got attacked just called his brother or sister and said, you're going to have to start spanking some ass. Okay? That timeout bullshit wasn't working when he was 5, and it's not working when he's 25. Okay? You have to bend his ass over and spank.
He called him up and goes, well, since you guys weren't able to wrangle in your kid, I decided to chop him in the head with a fucking machete. and now he's in critical condition in the hospital.
And before he hung up, he said, you can fuck off too. And then he took himself to the hospital.
So in this article, there was two parts that really stuck out to me. That was pretty much the story of the article. So they tell in the article, they tell you all of this. And then at the end of the article, they talk about how the neighbors are shocked. And one of the neighbor's quotes said, "Oh my God, oh my God, he's a very nice person. He spoke every time he walked by. We talked to each other." Is that the most worthless fucking quote you've ever heard about an incident or what?
No, it's not.
Well, I mean, who was that one serial killer that was like a party clown? Was there a... John Wayne Gacy. I'm sure he came across as a nice guy, too.
He was a very nice son of a bitch, apparently.
Until he was eating your face.
Yeah.
I mean...
So, but, like, I guess my question is, what the fuck does him being nice have to do with something breaking into his goddamn house? Like, nice people get fucking robbed all the time.
Well, I guess that she was just like, I can't believe this son of a bitch pulled out a machete, but...
Right, right.
You don't know what people are going to do to you, back them into a corner. You know what I mean? It's just
absolutely.
Like animal instinct.
Instincts kick in, son. You do what you got to do.
He's still a nice guy.
He's a nice guy, but he was backed into a corner, so he pulled out a 13-inch knife.
Like, if you live out in, like, the woods, like you guys say you did, like, if you guys had a machete in your house, I would be like, oh, maybe they were outside doing stuff with a machete, it's in the house. This dude lives in a fucking apartment in the city. Why does he have a machete in his house? He ain't out cutting down fucking brush. You know what I mean? Like, there's no real use for a machete in the city.
He's helping out around Central Park. You know?
Right, right. The landlord said the brush was getting real high in the field behind the apartment, so I was out there just taking care of it for him, working off my rent.
Did you see those fucking bushes in the hallway? I keep that shit trimmed, son.
But it's like, I've never lived in the country. I've always lived, like, in somewhat of a city, sometimes a major city, sometimes just a smaller city, but I've never at one time in my life owned a machete. I don't have a use for it. Like, so what made this guy think he had a use for a machete? I mean, it turned out well. He had to fucking hit his nephew in the head with it, but, like...
Well, this is just a thought. Maybe he's against guns.
Maybe that was the use... Maybe that's why he bought the damn
he's
thing.
He's against guns, but he still wanted protection.
And that's... pretty good protection.
So he carried around a fucking 2-foot-long machete just in case.
Jess, do you own a machete?
Yeah.
I have one in my truck, for real.
But you guys use it for, like, you have a practical purpose for it, right? You need to cut down brush and all that sort of shit with it.
Or in case a motherfucker breaks in, yeah.
In case my nephew comes up holding a box with a ski mask.
Right.
No, yeah, you use it to cut down brush.
Yeah,
so
get shit out of your way.
Right, right. So I don't know. It seems, and here's the other part that I thought. The actual headline says of the actual headline of this article read: "Man uses machete to fight mass burglar, then realizes it's his nephew." here's what I thought was kind of fucked up about it. They said in the article, they put the name of the nephew, like John Smith or whatever, and then two sentences later go, the resident who hasn't been identified. So what the fuck, you tell who his nephew? Anyone who knows the guy's gonna know who the fuck he is by his nephew's name, so you ain't trying to really hide anything.
Talk about a dysfunctional family, man.
Okay. One question that's not been answered with this article, how far into this whole debacle was it when he found out that was his nephew?
Oh.
Like, was it right when he opened the fucking door and then he went at him with a machete?
He said the mask fell off during the tussle.
Okay, did they tussle right as he opened the fucking door and then he proceeded to fucking chop his nephew with a machete without speaking to him?
Like, they're fighting? And then he realizes it's his nephew. Then he hits him with the machete afterwards.
Yeah, he's like, no. Nah.
He's like, this has been a long time coming, boy.
You better take this machete, nephew.
He's like, you remember when you were 8 and you kicked me in the balls, bitch? He's like, this is for all them fucking incidents.
And this is for your mom. I don't like her either.
Take this blade to the face.
No, that's insensitive. That's insensitive.
We aren't thinking about the burglar's feelings at the moment. We're kind of being pricks. We should find out where he is and send him get well cards. Let me ask you this. If your house is broken into, would you go straight for the gun, or would you get whatever you could get to first? If even, like, say you had the machete sitting on the porch or whatever.
Whatever's closest to me.
I don't want to speak for Jess, but I keep a pistol by the bedside.
Right next to me.
Yeah, I mean, I've never been broken into, but it's just common practice.
I've got right in my nightstand, I've got a 44 Magnum ready to go.
I keep that 38 special, son.
In case you guys know, do not break into the Beardy Five's houses, because you will not make it out.
We'll probably get broken into after the show comes out just for shits and gigs. Somebody will break in.
Yes, somebody will find out who you are just to see what happens.
I'll tell you one thing, though. They ain't breaking out. You know what I'm saying?
Does North Carolina have the stand your ground law? Like, if you kill someone in your house because they broke in, like, you're good regardless?
I think so, but I don't want to find out, man. I don't want to shoot no damn body. You know what I mean?
And really, the only way that I would come to shooting somebody is if they came at, like, my wife or something. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, I think just having the gun would be enough. Like, if, like, I pointed the gun at them, I'd be like, I will shoot you, but I don't want to shoot you. So unless they maybe you have to shoot them at that point, like...
Yeah, I don't want to get in that damn situation. I really don't want to use a damn gun.
I don't either, but it's loaded.
I don't keep mine loaded, but I've got, you know.
Yeah, but you got kids.
Yeah,
it's a little different if there's kids running around. I don't want them to accidentally pick that shit up, so.
No, sir.
Jonas just thinks, he keeps thinking, I'm doing a podcast with a couple, like, hardcore hicks right here. Like, why the hell did I book this shit?
Oh, no, dude, it's great, man. I don't think that at all. So, but I will go ahead and wrap this segment up, and we'll be right back on the Crazy Town podcast and get into some more bullshit with the Beardy Five. All right, and we are back once again on the Crazy Town podcast, still with the Beardy Five guys. You guys do work in sewer and other, you know, construction type aspects, right?
Yeah.
Right. All right. Have you ever heard about the mysterious sewer creature from North Carolina that happened in 2009?
I have not. I've never heard about this.
So this happened in 2009. I when I was looking up topics to talk about with you guys, I found this. So I thought it may be something that, because it's your state and it's kind of like your industry, so I figured I would bring it up. In 2009, there was a video that surfaced. You can look it up on YouTube. It's like the weird sewer monster, whatever. They found it. It was in the sewer under Cameron Village in Raleigh. Are you guys anywhere near Raleigh? Or no?
No, man. We lived there. We lived in Cameron Village.
Oh, no shit, right? Oh,
yeah.
Wow. We lived there for about a year.
Was it in 2009?
2011.
I lived close to there in 2009.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
So what? I can't believe you didn't hear about this then. So basically, they had this video. People were in the sewers. It was a shiny, slimy mass that was pulsating, and it moved with lights. It was kind of like pinkish, and people thought it was like extraterrestrial or some sewer monster or whatever. So I guess for a while it was kind of like a weird thing. They didn't know what it was. I think they took part of the pipe out or whatever. I guess it ended up being a colony of Tubifex worms. Have you guys ever encountered them in the, like, when you're working in sewer pipes or anything?
Well, see, we mainly put in new sewer lines.
Okay.
So usually we don't have to deal with the old sewer.
It says that these colonies of worms attach themselves to roots that work their way into weak points in the pipes. And it says, so normally they live in, like, sewage and pond sediment, but the people said they've never seen them inside pipes before. So what do you guys think about that as, like, people who work on sewer pipes and things like that? Do you think that's bullshit? You think it really was something else and they just said it was worms?
No, I bet it was worms.
But if it was, either way, if it was extraterrestrial or just a big-ass pile of worms, it would freak me the hell out.
Yeah, you'll have to check this out. Like, you can find the video on YouTube. It's not very long. It's like just it's like, yeah, it's weird. And, like, when they shine light on it, it definitely, like, pulsates and weird. But they said they didn't really fuck with it, and it doesn't cause any issue to the water supply, and that there was no reason to clear them out if they're not blocking the pipe.
Man, I don't care what anybody says. You got live worms in the pipe or an alien in your pipe, you better clear that shit out.
I say leave it.
What if they get into your freaking water line? Then you're drinking their piss and shit.
It's probably good for the decomposition.
Probably good, my ass.
We should be thanking these worms.
Oh my god.
What was the what's the weirdest shit you guys have ever encountered trying to, like, deal with sewer
type shit.
Okay, we've got a story for you.
Pun not intended by saying sewer shit. I meant like in general.
We've got a story for you here. Okay, we were working at a college, and it was about a four apartment, and there were studio apartments. There were four single apartments at this college, and we were working on the sewer main, and we had the line that came from this four apartment complex. We had it cut, and we were getting ready to connect it to the new sewer main. So this girl comes up. She's a pretty good looking girl. There was no other cars at this four-person studio apartment. This girl comes up and she waves. She had just been to the gym and she waves. And I mean, everybody else on the crew is like 45, whatever, 50.
So that was looking.
That were looking hard. So there was no other cars at this four-room studio complex. And she walks in. And what I'm saying is the line that carried the shit from all these four apartments to the main line was open.
We had it cut into two pieces.
She goes in there. She's in there for about 3 minutes. And I'm talking one huge, corny turd comes out of that line right after she walks in and these guys are staring her down.
This was not an attractive woman's turd. This was a man who just ate a whole bag of Doritos turd. I mean, it was just a giant turd. I mean, I don't know how to describe this turd, but it was bigger than any turd I've ever let out.
It was like your forearm. It was the girth of your forearm.
It's like the size of a pop can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but Jesus. It was about that long. I mean, it was probably, I would say, 8 to 10 inches.
8 inches
like
long.
Like you questioned the ability of it even going through the toilet. Like how did that not? And that's so fucking funny. I guess you don't think about that not being in that industry. You guys are working on a sewer line. The girl walks into the house, takes a shit, flushes the toilet. It just comes right out the puck.
Yeah, it just, I mean, it just lands on your boot.
And she didn't think about it either.
No. Well, if she would have thought about it, she would have went and used her neighbor's toilet.
Point being is, everybody at their core is pretty gross.
Yeah.
Even girls poop. That's the problem. That's the fucking moral of the story.
And the only difference between a man's poop and a woman's poop is a woman's poop has cooties. You have to stay away from the cooties, people.
So that's the most fucked up thing that's happened to you guys when you're putting in shit like
that?
Well,
the worst thing that's ever happened to me is we were working on a pump station, which is where the gravity sewer comes down, it goes to this holding tank, and then pump it up the hill.
Okay.
And so I was in that tank, and I was cleaning stuff off, and I had a pressure washer down in there, and a freaking tampon, man, just jumped off the wall and smacked me square in the face.
Oh, that's fucking awful.
I was gagging.
You have no idea the amount of tampons. And I'm just glad we're educating the Crazy Town listeners on on sewer. But tampons, man.
Tampons and rubbers.
They are bringing down the whole world. They are ruining our infrastructure.
Like, there was a monster of worms. It would not surprise me if somewhere in this world there's not a monster of tampons.
Yep. Yep.
In one of these sewer lines.
So you're not supposed to flush tampons down the toilet.
No, you are, but man, they don't degrade. Tampons are actually taking over the world. It's one of the biggest environmental problems.
Oh my God.
That we see here on the Beardy Five.
It's ridiculous.
And needless to say, we live a pretty glamorous lifestyle here at the Beardy Five Podcast. So you're in good company.
All right. Well, I'm glad that we could educate the listeners of the Crazy Town on sewage and tampon etiquette. So I'll finish it up today with one other story. There was a one of the most, I guess, controversial. I don't know if it's controversial, but it's not good. Is a driving while drunk, DUIs.
Yeah.
You know, there's probably hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people every day that drive drunk. And there's probably, you know, there's only handfuls that are caught. Have you ever heard of anyone getting a DUI for driving under the influence of anything other than alcohol?
I've heard of people in Colorado getting pulled for, because weed's legal now or whatever there. And I've heard that they have like a ticket for driving while you're too freaking high or something.
Too stoned to drive?
Yeah.
There was a guy, I believe this was in, what was it, fucking California, maybe? I don't know. I don't, again, I'm fucking journalistic integrity. I don't have the fucking state.
fake news.
August of 2015, he was charged with driving under the influence of a drug, and he was getting ready to go to trial. This was in at the end of last year, so it was 18 months later. The only thing he had in his blood was caffeine.
Wait, he got a DUI for drinking too much Dr. Pepper?
Essentially, they said the breathalyzer showed 0.00 blood alcohol content. But yet for some reason the district attorney was pressing the case to go to trial. Isn't that a nice use of our fucking state government funds to fucking try to take a trial for caffeine?
The hell are we paying for?
Typical.
So, like, what would you guys do if someone pulled you over and tried to charge you with a DUI for being on caffeine?
It sounds like an opportunity for this guy. Like, I would welcome somebody trying to charge me with a DUI for caffeine.
This guy could make some cash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I would feel the same way. You would think, like, it would almost be like one of those situations that was surreal. Like, you'd be like, are you really fucking taking me to court to try to give me a DUI for caffeine? Like, and they drag your fucking name through the mud, you're in the paper. Because no one reads it's for caffeine, they just read you got charged with DUI.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I wonder if he would have any recourse. Now, for finality on this, I did finally see they did drop the case, but it was 18 months later.
So, for 18 months, this guy, his family, thought that, you know, his family, his friends, his job, all they saw was DUI.
Right.
I mean, this dude, he should have a case to fire back. You know what I mean?
And I wonder how that would work, because, I mean, like, I mean, that's like, caffeine's a legal substance. I mean, I guess alcohol's legal, too, but it's just fucking, I thought that was, like, one of the most fucked up things I'd ever read. It made no sense to me.
You better watch Pulling Through McDonald's and getting you a coffee.
Yeah.
Every morning with this guy, he goes through McDonald's and gets a coffee, and now I worry about your health because you're going to end up in prison.
And I actually cheat the system because those girls at McDonald's give me the senior citizen discount. So I actually get a large for just a dollar.
Look at that hooking you up.
How the hell do you get a senior citizen's discount?
Because you know how I do.
That tells me nothing.
That's the point. I don't want to let everybody in on it. You know how I do.
Takes a lot of time. You gotta work up to that senior discount. You gotta.
Thank you, Jonas. Thank you.
Right.
It's time and effort. But if somebody pulled me for a caffeine DUI, I would get the guy's badge number, and I would tell him I will gladly see him in court.
Yeah,
because I ain't having that. You know what I mean?
Right. Do you think you'd lose your shit while it was going on?
It would be hard not to say, look here, motherfucker.
No.
You know what I mean?
I honestly think I would be okay because I it's just like if you get pulled and you know you're in the right, or if anything like that with law enforcement and you know you're in the right, let's do it. What would you do?
He says that now. But he nearly cussed out an Uber driver because he was 5 minutes late.
I would probably be calm. I'm pretty good about not losing my shit at the moment. In the moment, I'm pretty good at, like, keeping a level head. And I, like you said, I would know. I'd be like, there's no fucking way this is going to fly. Like, there's no – how you this isn't going to fly. You're not going to be able to get me with a DUI on caffeine. But then I'd be worried, like, is he going to drop some crack in my back seat and then say there was crack too? Like,
yeah.
You know, like, it's like – it would almost – it seems like you're being set up. At that point, it's like there's something, like they're trying to get you for something.
Like if they told me I was getting pulled for caffeine, I would immediately turn on the cab lights so I saw what was in my seats at all times. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right. They'd be like, oh, what's this? Oh, a heroin needle. Where'd you get this, buddy? And you're like, what the fuck, dude? What?
I just had coffee.
So I don't know. That I'm glad that guy got off, but I wonder if you would have a legit lawsuit. Because there's a lot of people, fuck, dude, people who get put in jail for like 10 years wrongly barely get anything.
Wouldn't that go under the, wouldn't he have a case on harassment?
I mean, I guess like defamation of character, like all that kind of shit maybe.
But to get political here, law enforcement is really put in a shitty spot today because anything they do
is under
so much scrutiny. Yeah.
I agree.
it's a rough ass spot to be a cop or a sheriff or whatever these days.
They're under a lot of media scrutiny.
Well, for one, they don't. I mean, they don't make a lot of money. I mean, they make decent money, but they aren't making like 70-80k a year to be a cop. And they're putting themselves in fucking death danger every fucking day, every minute. Like, a traffic stop could be the last thing they ever do because some guy has a gun.
Yep.
And they're making, like, maybe $20 an hour to do that. Like, I mean, you make $20 an hour working in an office. You know what I mean? Like, you're like on the phone all day talking to people, and this cop's out there chasing down guys who just robbed a convenience store for the same amount of money.
Damn. It's a shitty position.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. I mean, they are put in shitty positions. But that guy, that specific cop there, here's a ticket. Stop drinking friggin' Pepsi.
He was the cop is a Coke man, and the guy was drinking Pepsi, and he was pissed off. So he just gave him a DUI. The choice of a new generation. So, all right, let me throw one more thing out to you guys real quick before we wrap everything up here in a minute. So, this is more of a hypothetical for you guys. Would you rather forget who you are or forget who everyone else is in your life?
I don't know. You pull this one out first.
So you either don't know who you are, like you have no idea who you are as a person, or everyone you see is like a stranger.
I would rather forget myself, because then my family and friends could like coax me back. You know what I mean?
Like, they could help you along the way.
They could remind me of who I am, and like I could learn about myself, I guess.
I would rather forget who everybody else is, because then you have a 50 first date situation. and Adam Sandler could record my history every fucking day, and I could watch it every day. And I can remember it. I don't know. What about you?
I almost think I would agree with you. And I would rather forget who everyone else is. Because everyone else in your life is in your life, like as a friend or a significant other or whatever, because they like who you are as a person.
Yeah.
So if you forgot who you were and you had to, like, you could be like the nicest, sweetest, normal person. You forget who you are, and you, like, as you're turning into the new you, you turn to a giant fucking dick. And you push away your family, your friends, your wife. They're like, fuck, I don't like who you are now. Fuck you, get out of here. And it would be like, it'd be so fucking weird, man.
Yeah, and I'm not here to shit on old people, but you know, like, some old people, as they get older, they kind of just become, you know, pretty rude to the people around them.
Right.
You know, if you forget who you are, you're kind of on the defense all the time. You know what I mean? And you're constantly like, it's almost animalistic, because you're like, you would be in a constant state of fear if you forgot who you were.
Kick those instincts in.
Well, right, because you have to rely on everyone else to tell you that everything's okay and everything's normal. Because to you, everything would be fucking nuts all the time.
Yeah.
Me, personally, that shit would not fly with me. I always thought if I got Alzheimer's or something, like, I would just go freaking nuts. Because just the way my brain works, it wouldn't work.
Man. Your brain works?
My brain works.
It's new to me.
I've known him for a long time, and I just didn't know about this brain.
Let me tell you two bastards something.
No, but I thought that was an interesting scenario, because it's fucked up. Because, like, have you guys ever seen the movie Memento?
No.
It's about the movie itself actually goes backwards. It starts at the end and keep happening in reverse order to the very beginning of it. But what happens is the guy, he can't remember. So what he does is he takes Polaroid pictures of everyone and he writes notes like on the back of the picture about them or on his body or whatever. And it'll be like a picture of like a woman and it'll say, don't trust her. And all he can do is trust that what he wrote is legit and he can't trust that woman. Or like, you know, friend or whatever, you know what I mean? And like, that's all he has is his own photos and his own handwriting to trust whatever's going on. And it's a story of like, it's like, it kind of all goes in reverse. It's a fucking good movie. It's good to watch. It's one of those really fucked up, weird like movies. You know what I mean? You guys like those type of movies?
Yeah. I gotta be in the mood for them. But when I am in the mood for them, son, now I get down on some of them weird movies.
Yeah, so check that one out. It's Memento. It has a Guy Pearce in it. He was in He was in like Count of Monte Cristo and shit like that.
Yeah.
It was probably from like the late 90s, early 2000s. It's really fucking good. It has that bitch from The Matrix, that Carrie Moss or whoever. She's in it, so it's worth checking out. But anyways, completely off topic. So I was just curious what you guys would think about that. All right, everybody, that is all the time we have today for the Crazy Town Podcast. I do want to thank everyone for listening. Please share the show with everyone. Give us a review on iTunes. Let me know what you hate about the show. I do want to thank the Beardy Five for coming on and doing an episode with me. You guys want to let everybody know where they can find you?
You can always tweet us at the Beardy Five.
You can hit us up on Instagram at the Beardy Five Pod.
You can always email us at thebeardy5@gmail.com.
You can find us on thebeardy5.com or acepodcasts.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. If you aren't following us on Twitter, it's at thecrazytownpod. You can check out our website, thecrazytown.com, and please review us on iTunes and on SoundCloud. You can find us at soundcloud.com/thecrazytownpodcast. And for Jonas and the Beardy Five, we are out.